أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to another edition of 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today we want to answer the perennial question that all of us always ask at least once a year, maybe twice a year. And that is, when is Eid? What is the day of Eid, the day of celebration? And you know, this is a very popular question that comes because people, for example, fast the 30 days of Ramadan and they're looking for that day where finally they can break the fast and eat in the day and have fun and go back to normal life. People ask, when is the day of Eid for those who are on the Hajj pilgrimage? When will they be able to complete the majority of the Hajj actions? And when will they be able to complete the rituals and get out of the state of Ihram back into the regular clothing and regular day-to-day life? A question which is so important as when is the day of Eid, we hope to answer today through a beautiful tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. And he's answered this question in this way, where he says the following statement: every day in which Allah is not disobeyed is a day of Eid, a day of celebration and festivity. In Islam, we have a concept of Eid, a day of celebration, a day of festivity. This is normally how we translate Eid. It's a day of having fun. One of the things we have to appreciate is we have two different categories of Eid. We have days of Eid which are tashri'i, which are legislated by God. And we have days of Eid which are called the Eid of Taqwini, which are related to the world that we live in. The first criteria or the first level of Eid, these ones which are legislated by God, are days when we are able to overcome our whims and our desires and passions. So for example, Eid al-Fitr, on the first of Shawwal, after completing the month of Ramadan, we enter into this day of celebration where we have been able to conquer our nafs, our desires, our passions. We have kept away from the impermissible for 30 days and nights. And now on the day of Shawwal, the first day of the new month after Ramadan, we are given a chance to celebrate the victory over the self, the conquest of the self, the conquest of our carnal desires. That is a legislated Eid. Or Eid al-Adha, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, when the Hujjaj, the people performing the Hajj to Mecca, when they complete the Hajj, they have performed the majority of rites, they have sacrificed the animal, they've shaved their heads. They now get to enter the state of Eid as well. And also those who have not been blessed to go to the Hajj, even for them the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is still a day of Eid. Obviously they were engaged in another act, another series of actions in the first 10 or the first 9 days rather of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Again, struggling against the self, the conquest of the self, the conquest of the nafs, to try to better ourselves. And so now we are entitled to a day of celebration that God has given to us, which has been legislated. Or the day of Ghadir, 18th of Dhul Hijjah, where the Prophet of God was commanded by Allah to officially once again speak about the authority after the demise of the Prophet, that how the Commander of the Faithful, Ali the son of Abu Talib, peace be upon them both, was nominated by Allah as the successor, as the first caliph to the Prophet of God. This is also a day of celebration legislated by God. It is the day that again people overcome their egos and they put aside tribal arrogance, they put aside all hate that they may have had for the Commander of the Faithful and his family. They put aside all vendettas and grudges and accept the authority, the mastership, the guidance, the leadership of the Commander of the Faithful. These are days of Eid. But also, as we see in this hadith, that there is another type of Eid, which is not necessarily legislated by God in terms of these three Eids that we spoke about, but are at a different level of legislation. This second type of Eid, this second type of celebration, as the Commander of the Faithful has so beautifully put in this tradition, is when a believer, a male or a female, goes a day without committing a sin, without breaking a rule of Allah, without committing anything which would be a blemish on their record, that God considers that, in the words of the Commander of the Faithful, as a day of Eid, a day of celebration. So in reality, although we have 4 recognized days of Eid in the calendar, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Ghadir, and the day of Friday, we can really make every other day of the calendar year, every day other than these 4, as days of celebration, days of thanking Allah. And that comes about, how? Not through fasting through the month, not through special acts of worship, not anything specifically done, but rather through the act of not performing sins, keeping away from transgressing the boundaries that God has put into place. If we are able to do this, if we're able to go a day without committing a sin, and we get home in the evening and we see that nothing has been done that has transgressed the laws of God, that is a day of Eid, that's a day of celebration, it's a day of thanking ourselves, thanking Allah for giving us that ability and strength to keep away from the prohibited. And so as we close, let us not ask the question once or twice a year that when is Eid? Rather, let us ask ourselves, when is Eid not a day? Every day could be a day of Eid for us, not just in Shawwal, not just in Dhul Hijjah, not just on a Friday, but each and every day of our lives can be a day of Eid. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.